Welcome to Bar Fights with attorney and advocate Sarah Klein, taking on issues that matter and advocating for legal, cultural, and political change everywhere in order to protect children and vulnerable adults. Joining the conversation are survivors, advocates, lawyers, media personalities, athletes, celebrities, authors, wellness aficionados, and many more. Because bringing real justice takes a team of experts who care. Now, leading the fight is your host, Sarah Klein.
Hello, my sweet friends, my amazing listeners, my people, my community. Welcome back to Bar Fights. Happy Monday, you guys. You know, last week was so powerful in that I got to talk about an organization that I love called Day One in New York City. We got to talk about gender-based violence. We got to talk about so many great things. If you have not listened to last week's episode, definitely catch up on that one before you jump in today. I am again joined by two incredible women, Ann Patterson, Executive Director of Day One, and Laura Duques, lawyer, community leader, member of the board of directors for 8 years, and now the chair of the board, chairwoman of the board. I am honored to have you guys here. Welcome back to Bar Fights.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
so
happy Sarah. To be here.
Yay. So let's dive in. We left off last week thinking a little bit about the how piece, right? This prevention piece. And you had mentioned, Anne, you know, the end goal and the end, my end goal as also in the work that I do is how do we prevent this stuff from ever happening so that we don't have to exist and have these conversations and hear about one more child or person being harmed. So, that's always the goal. I don't know that we'll ever get there fully, maybe in several lifetimes from now when the world is a better, safer place, glass half full, silver lining.
Yes.
But what can we do now from a place of education, prevention, getting the message out there before it has to go too far? And what is Day One doing for your community there in New York?
As Laura has mentioned, you know, we at Day One, we work with people who are under 24 and historically worked with people maybe in high school. Maybe that was the youngest that people that we would engage with. But we recognize we actually need to start these conversations much, much earlier. So we're really expanding our practice. We have a really strong middle school practice and then building out our elementary school practice. Because we also know we have to bring these conversations to where young people are. And children and young people, specifically children, are in schools. So we need to bring these conversations there. So we are embedded in high schools and middle schools all over New York City. And we bring in educators who are deeply steeped in facilitating conversations with children about building healthy relationships. So I think about this all the time. Did anyone ever teach you all the skills and the strategies that you needed to use to build a relationship that was marked by consent, that was peaceful, where you had the capacity to assert and build boundaries, where you understood the ways to care for and assert your bodily autonomy? Because I certainly didn't.
And I don't even know what a boundary is today.
We really struggle.
Yeah, I have
with
a workshop for you. I got a workshop for you. Yeah.
Still working on it.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Because these are not innate skills. Someone needs to help us build these skills. And we want to be that someone. Day One is that someone. So I also think it starts with the team that we have at Day One is so specifically right for this organization. You have to have the magnetism, the investment, the commitment to being in conversation with young people, middle schoolers and high schoolers specifically. That's not everybody. And you also have to have the ability to sort of refine and deliver developmentally appropriate curriculum. You have to be able to speak in a way that will be heard by middle schoolers and high schoolers. We start there. So we've gathered together this really talented team of people who, you know, those people when you meet and they're just like, they love middle schoolers and high schoolers. That's everybody here. That's everybody here. They
I
love
love that.
their.
I'm scared of middle
Yeah,
schoolers.
No, Sarah, I think about that. I have an 8-year-old, so I'll soon be living with a middle schooler. That will be a whole new world for me.
It is, guys.
Oh,
It
Laura has lived with them before.
Oh, I'm scared. Girl, you and me
No.
both with the 8-year-olds, I'm scared. And I'm already seeing little
Right?
power struggles, little attitudes. I'm like,
It's
oh,
kind of great though. It's kind of great though, as you see this become part of who they are and engage with you in this way. And you actually see it's at a time where you want them to have these conversations with you and challenge
yes,
you so that you can then help them to move on from there too. So
I
it's
love
a little
that.
scary, but it is a kind of great time sometimes. All
That's
right.
encouraging.
Well, we'll have you on speed dial when we get there.
We absolutely will. So we got those people here at day one, those people who love to be in these conversations, and they are being very direct with these middle schoolers and these high schoolers to talk to them about, begin by looking at their friendships and to talk about what's happening in their friendships and to talk about when they're experiencing hurt in their friendships, how are they responding? What do they, and when they talk about their responding and they respond, maybe they might be responding with pushing. They might be responding with silence. They might be responding with screaming because that's what they have. Then we engage them in conversation about all the different ways they can respond.
And bullying, I'm sure,
Yes,
and
absolutely.
online harassment, which
Yeah.
I've seen, you know, all these horrible stories of suicide rates and young people
Yes.
skyrocketing because of this online landscape of bullying and
Yes.
social media and all of that.
Absolutely.
So you guys are going into the schools to be able to teach.
We go where the young people are. So we spend a lot of time in middle schools and high schoolers because we know we'll find them there. But we're also just in all five boroughs of New York City in spaces where young people are. So we will go where the young people are.
And you're doing in-person training, are you doing online training, or what does it look like?
Whatever works better for the place where we're headed. Some young people still, and it's more accessible for them to engage in this sort of conversation online. And as a consequence of the pandemic, we have really, like really become really fluent in facilitating these conversations in the virtual space. So you should watch the way that the team uses breakout rooms, the way the team uses reactions, the way it uses it in such a way that actually generates engagement. And for some people, it's actually a safer place to talk about their own survivorship. We also really want to make sure that we're creating space for middle schoolers and high schoolers and people under 24 to also talk about the times when they've caused harm to their partner, because we can't leave people who have caused harm to their partner out of the conversation, because we need to give people who are causing harm to their partner as many skills. So we need to be engaging those folks in conversation too. We need to talk to them about the different ways that they can identify their emotions, that they can identify the relational aspects that causes them to assert power over their partner. And then when they have that and sensation, when they can identify that sensation, then they can begin to shift the way that they respond to that sensation. So we have to be having these conversations with everybody, and we have to be having them consistently. We have to be having an any space where we can find young people.
I love that. You guys, we're talking about an organization called Day One, and their tagline, which I love, is love should always be safe. safe. Amen to that. It's dayoneny.org. Talk to me a little bit. Say I live in Michigan, Iowa, Idaho, wherever. I don't live in New York City. I'm listening to this podcast right now. I wish there was a day one that existed in my community, but there might not be. Do you guys provide resources for my listeners that are all over the country who might not be able to partake in your services?
I mean, absolutely. Our website is available to anyone at any corner of the globe. And then we have just a tremendous number of resources there. You know, we have that they can access any of those things. And also, I wouldn't hesitate to encourage people outside of New York City to give our helpline a call. You know, and when you call our helpline and you say, you know, I learned about this, but I live in Michigan, you know, can you help me connect? And we can. And we can. We will. And we recognize, though, that the work that we do at Day One isn't replicated in a lot of other places. So we'll do our very best sort of to connect you with maybe a constellation of services that where different services at different organizations in your community can meet your needs. Yeah, so don't hesitate. Like, we are New York City based and New York City bound, but we are also universally and globally devoted to engaging with people under 24 to end dating violence.
I love that. You guys, did you hear what Ann just said? You don't have to live in New York City to contact Day One for them to be able to point you in the right direction. I'm looking at the website right now. There's a section called Online Resources, Know Your Rights Guide, Materials for Youth and Adults, Elementary Education and Prevention. I'm going to be reading that one because I got to figure out how to parent my kid. But there's resources here, you guys. There's a blog, there's videos. So this is something that's accessible for all of you. And I'll just say, Miss Ann and Miss Laura, you never know. Goals, dreams do come true. Day One goes national. You heard it here first.
I love it. You're speaking our dreams into existence, Sarah.
And I'm looking at our next chair of the board of directors, Sarah.
Girl, I have
for when we go national.
I have a toddler. Okay. It's my excuse for everything. You guys who are listening, I was saying that before we started recording. I'm like, if I need an excuse for anything, I just say I have a 3-year-old, and people are like, oh, okay. So let's shift gears a little bit. Day One every year has this incredible event in June. It's a fundraising event, but it's also extremely educational. It's beautiful. It's stunning. And it's like-minded people, community members, you know, sort of all sorts of folks in New York City or the tri-state area who care deeply about this cause. So Laura, Day One Gala, it's in June. Yes. Tell us.
Yes, it is. June 13th this year, we are going to be gathering at Guastavino's, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous location on the east side of Manhattan. Maybe, I don't know if it's prettier than where we were last year with you, Sarah, but it's beautiful. We expect that, like last year, we will have over 300 people there. As you said, from all walks of life, from all of our networks, people that want to come together and gather to honor survivors and honor leaders in this work. We have fabulous food and drinks. We have a silent auction. We hear from survivors, both those that we're honoring that may be internal to Day One and those from the outside like you, Sarah, who your words were so incredibly impactful last year. We are there because we're all people that want to help move toward the day when we do end not just Nessie Less Neither, but when we do end gender-based violence and when young people no longer need a Day One. But we bring all of these people together with, as I said, great food and drinks in the auction, and we raise lots of money. And it is somehow, because Day One is made of such great people, and because the people that love Day One are like that, it is a really beautiful, emotional, and fun evening. It's not It doesn't feel like you're sitting at a table and just having a chicken dinner. It's a beautiful evening and it feels very special. And everyone that's there is part of a community. We hope you're part of a community forever, but at the very least, everyone's part of a really special community that night. So we hope that people will hear this and say, yeah, I want to be a part of that. We have a whole special website just for the gala with information about it. And that's dayonegala2024.com. You can also get to that from the Day One website. We want to make sure that people have the ability to learn about it, to attend, or to support it, even if they can't attend, because it is a wonderful opportunity to help us keep Day One doing all of this really, really important work and help Day One to have the kind of success that we know it can have.
I could not agree more. That event, like I said, I rave about it still to this day. But not only was it beautiful, it was spectacular, literally. You get to get dressed up. Everybody looks awesome. You have a cocktail, great food. But you felt the electricity in the air. You felt sort of that magic. You felt
Yes.
like you were a part of something. It wasn't just another event, which I've gone to so many of, but this one was really special. It had that magic in the air. And I'm so excited to come again this year. And you took the words right out of my mouth with the Day One Gala website. You guys, it's Day One. The number one spelled out, gala2024.com. And you can, if you can't make it to New York City, you can go on there, you can donate, you can learn more, you can, see the pictures and all the things. But it's if you are anywhere near the tri-state area, or you feel like taking a little tripsy over to New York City, you can not only meet myself, but you can meet Miss Ann Patterson and super lawyer Laura Dukes in person, and you're going to hear some incredible stories. I mean, they really put together a beautiful lineup of people, and it's going to be an incredible event. So again, June 13th, 2024, New York City. I will be there. I got to go looking for some kind of cute dress to wear. It's going to be great. And again, you guys, the organization is called Day One, dayonny.org. I don't care if you live in California, Ohio, Michigan, Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois, doesn't matter. You can log on to dayonenewyork.org and you can get access to incredible resources. It's funny, my daughters, both of them are learning the jingle about all the states. So it's like, Alabama, Alaska, right? So it's like I can rattle off states like crazy because
I
I
was
have.
very impressed hearing that.
Oh, trust me, it will drive you crazy. I have that song going through my head all hours of the day. But you guys, thank you. And Laura, it has been a pleasure having this conversation. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank
Thank
you so
you,
much,
Sarah.
Sarah. This has
Thanks for
been great.
lifting this up. Thank you for amplifying the voices of survivors. This is exactly what we need more of.
It is my pleasure, and to my beautiful audience, I love you guys, and I will see you right here next Monday on Bar Fights.
Thank you for listening to Bar Fights with attorney Sarah Klein, taking on issues that matter. Please check out our website at barfightspodcast.com, Instagram at barfightspodcast, or Twitter at barfights_pod for the latest show updates and archives.